Hachette Audio presents Unique, The New Science of Human Individuality, written by David J. Linden, read by Adam Barr. For Jacob and Natalie. Even with insects, some can sing, some can't. Kobayashi Issa, translated by Robert Haas. Prologue.
I should just learn to relax and enjoy music, but I can't leave well enough alone. Case in point, I'm blasting down the highway on a fine sunny day when Juvenile comes on the car radio with that infectious New Orleans bounce, and I start to bop in my seat.
Oh, where she get her eyes from, she get it from her mama. Oh, where she get her thighs from, she get it from her mama. Where she learned to cook from, she get it from her mama.
I'm singing along now, doing the call and response and smacking the steering wheel to the beat. But on a parallel track, my mind is already chewing on the lyrics. It's the curse of the geek to overanalyze. I start thinking about DNA. Okay, she got her eyes entirely from her mama's and papa's genes. But those thighs? That's probably a mixture of genes and learned eating habits. The population of bacteria resident in her gut affects her metabolism and hence the thickness of her thighs. Her mama probably taught her how to cook, so that's down to social experience. And we know from identical twin studies that individual food preferences have only a small genetic component, so not much mama or papa there. But perhaps she inherited the gene variant that confers supersensitivity to bitter foods. So her cooking style, which reflects her food preferences, is likely to be more complicated than the thigh situation. My train of thought only gets more convoluted as the song continues.
Why she swear that she the boss? She get it from her mama. Why she always gotta call the law? She get it from her mama.
Where does her assertive nature come from? Was it how she was raised? Or perhaps the crucial influence of her peers? Have genes contributed to her confidence? There's evidence for this view as well, variants in neurotransmitters and all that. Will she always feel like the boss and have the gumption to say so? Or is this confidence just reflective of her present stage of life? We know that personality traits are somewhat changeable in children, but are fairly stable in adults in the absence of major trauma. Yes, I know that to a lot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?